Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Christopher from FindingJapan.com. I'm going to do something a little different this week because I just noticed that quite a few people were subscribed to the audio version of this podcast, and I have yet to produce any audio. As a result, I figure what I'd do is I figure I would do day 7 of the Japan trip, where myself and a friend of mine basically tried to navigate our way from the New Otani Hotel in Osaka, right by Osaka Joe Castle, to Kobe, and we actually had to make quite a few stops, transfers, get lost, a bunch of great stuff. We were on our way to Kobe to visit Terrence, who runs the Kobe Beef podcast. If you haven't checked it out before, head on over there and check it out. I think the URL is kobe-beef.blogspot.com, and he's been starting another one called The Kobe Beef Show, www.kobebeefshow.com, though he hasn't posted anything yet there. So, Terrence, if you're listening, man, hey, get on that, man. We miss you. Anyway, you'll hear my friend and I basically navigating our way through the station, walking by with the JR Rail Pass, which is actually really cool. If you head over to Japan, I highly recommend you get one. A JR Rail Pass you can only buy outside of Japan. But once you have it and you get in the country, you can ride on any JR train, including the Shinkansen or the bullet train, basically for free. And you'll hear us walk by and show our passes to the guy. So you can basically get anywhere by train in Japan. It's really amazing. The trains themselves are so efficient. They're a joy to ride, unlike places like New York City or Boston for some reason. It just doesn't seem as fun. But you'll also hear my friend talk about startup sound, and what we're trying to do there is record the audio of the train as a startup sound for the computer, so you'll hear that as well. I don't know, anyway, enjoy this sound scene, or sound seeing tour, as it was, and keep on listening. Thanks.
All right. Fred and I are in the Osaka Jokoin station.
Right.
And we're trying to get to Kobe. And it looks like we need to take the loop line to Kyobashi, and then take the Tozai line to Amagasaki, and then take the Kobe line to
Kobe?
Yeah, but there's a particular stop we need to get off on. San no Miya. This would cost us 620 yen otherwise, but we have railroad pass. So, ready?
Hey.
Okay, now we're waiting for some railroad pass action. Sumimasen. Show the guy our rail pass because he was busy working with someone else. Oh, there goes the loop line. We missed it.
The new loop line.
We need to get a new loop line. What time is it, Fred? So we'll wait about 5 minutes.
That should be enough time for us to do nothing. 5 minutes.
It's not a lot of people that take the train during the day. It's kind of empty. They're probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people on this platform in total.
It's a little unusual. Like, they all go someplace in the morning, and then they all go elsewhere at night, nowhere in between. Whereas in New York, any given station would be busy all day long.
Dude, I'm gonna get that sweet startup sound on here for you.
It's gonna be pretty hot. I think the subway one is the sweet startup sound, though. Guess you gotta do what you gotta do.
We should record it at high quality.
次に山口選手は大阪から4田次回所7番目、関東行きです。短い転生6秒出ます。足元三角印、池場から7番目お待ちください。